We're going to be in Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to start with verse 5. I know we only have this chapter here to finish in Galatians, and we're going to be needing to say, be thinking of what subject we want to do next. I don't know. Tom, do you have it? Did anybody have any ideas? Or? Well, that's. And I totally agree with you on that, because that would actually open somebody's eyes. They would know what. As a matter of fact, we kind of talked a little bit about last week in what we hear here, you know, about bearing burdens on, you know, with others. You know, and we know that we have to be ready. We have to be, you know, we help each other while we're here. And we've studied that. And we're talking about bearing burdens, and every one of us has a burden, has something goes on in our life, and sometimes you need a little helping hand. And of course, like I said, we get into the, like in verse 2, it talks about bearing another's burdens, but also too, it says, and fulfills the law of Christ. You know, we're there to help with somebody else's burdens. But also, too, Christ has given us a law. You know, we can't drop and say, helping that other person with the burden, and all of a sudden fall into that burden with that person. You know, we have guidelines that are like we need to do. Of course, like I said in verse 5, I wanted to get down to verse 5 last week because verse 5 kind of goes with everything we studied last week. And in verse 5 it says, for every man shall bear his own burden. You know, he's telling us there that, you know, every person will bear the burden that we put. You know, there's consequences from different things that we do. And it's telling us that we're going to be bearing that, you know, the consequences from what we've done. You know, but also too, on back up, talking about, it says others. Other ones may burn, you know, bear a burden from you. Trying to help you. In verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word of indication unto him, and teach us in all good things. You know, he's telling us, to teach. You know, learn. You know, like it says, teach in all good things. You know, when... I know Larry and I talked about this at one time. Him and I were talking about different subjects that he got into and talking about. You know, he said when he gave his lessons, he said he always tried to give, something to boost somebody up. But he said sometimes he said, I had to give a lesson that was tough. Maybe something was going on. Or something, a subject that really he didn't want to talk about. And then, you know, it is hard. And in verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. You know, but it says in verse 7, it says, be not desired. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, they shall also to reap. You know, every person that's here is to put out. You know, when you get the opportunity. You know, because I still remember when I worked at Dollar General and worked midnight security, I had a guy that was there with me. We actually, We actually, during that time, we actually sat there and we actually studied scripture. A lot of places don't want you to do that in the work land. And I know you guys knew what I'm talking about. They don't want you to bring religion into the work spot. But him, he wanted to learn. And we'd sit there and we'd talk about, you know, I'd let him start, you know, what was on his mind or something like that. And we just went from there and talked about it. And he was always interested. And that's, you know, right here, you know, where to sow. Sow the seed. And that's what we kind of did there that on every night that we was there, him and I were together. And we was only there together by ourselves a couple hours. But a couple hours was good. Because he would even talk about it when he'd go to leave. That morning he said, hey, I feel better than what I did when I come in. Because him and I got to talk. Is, I mean, you know, we don't know what everything's going on with everyone unless that person tells us. I mean, sometimes you can tell. You know, you can tell from being around it. But also, too, like in that verse here in verse 7, it says, God is not mocked. You know, we're not to push the word around. God has given it. We're not the market.
It's kind of, we're not going to be fooled. God's not going to be fooled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people think they're playing games and they're living too many lies. They don't live for God. It's talking about living in the flesh and corruption. And if they think they're fooling God, but God knows everything because the one knows our hearts, everything we're thinking. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to live two different lives, live in the flesh all through the week and maybe take one day out from the spiritual things, that's just not what is taught in the Bible. That's what James right now we're looking at. We have to be doers.
Doers.
Not just lip service. It can't be just lip service. Mm-hmm. We're pulling these things off when we think nobody knows this stuff that I'm doing. We don't know it. Like you're saying, we don't know.
Right.
But he's not going to be mocked. That's, there'll be an account someday, of course, so we don't want to be thinking that way.
Right. You know, like this past week with Holly, you know, she's been, all the procedures that she's had done and everything like that, we had a thing sent to her, sent to house, and somebody said God wouldn't, you know, make us go through, go through things unless it was already, he knew that it would be for the best. You know, there's a lot of different things that every one of us go through. But also, too, God does it, too, to make us stronger, too. And, you know, that's like in this verse, talks about, you know, where to sow. And also in the last part, it says, that shall he also reap. You know, like, everything that's been given to us, you know, we're always pretty much tested. You know, and God knows how we're going to come out of that test. You know, I always joked and I told him, I said, I always said when I went through school, the teachers knew when they was going to give us a test. You know, part of the time us, we didn't know. The teachers knew, but also too, the teachers did that to be able to test us. You know, I felt that they were testing us. That way the teachers knew where we was at, how much more help we needed. And this is what God does. He tests us so he knows how to help us. You know, and that's how we get stronger. You know, whenever you have an issue or a problem, every one of them, if you ever notice, you get a little stronger with it. Also in verse 8, it says, "For that he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh recap. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit recap life forever, everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season it shall reap if we faint not." You know, he's talking about our physical body. You know, if you want to go that one up. You know, if you treat it wrong, it's gonna be bad. But of course, you know, our bodies are not, you know, it's what we're here, you know, we're here on earth with. That's where we get into the Spirit. The Spirit is what's more, that's what's important. And that's what God wants. Because our physical, or flesh, is our, like I'm going to call it our shell here. Our spirit is what is the part that God looks at. But also, too, we're to take care of ourselves. And it says everything that we do is a result from what we do.
Now, one thing we have to remember is like from the book of James again, all good gifts, perfect gifts come from God. And he's not going to give us a gift if we're Christian. Some of the gift that isn't good. But that's not to say that bad things happen to good people that are doing good things.
Right.
That can come along, because that's part of this world. This world, Satan's in it. And also, we have nature. I can't expect to get this age and not have ailments. It happens in old age. You wear out. These bodies are no big to last in this world very long.
Right.
So, you know, I can't think that God has done these things to me. And that's why the verse is there about all things work together for good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does not say all things that happen to you are going to be good.
Right.
You're in this world. But as a Christian, we try to look at that, and what good can I get out of this?
Right.
That's the trials and things that come along in life. Is there something positive someplace that I can find to do? And that's, don't get weary on that. We get beat down with the illnesses and just worn out, especially knowing from age. But don't get weary and stop doing all those things that are the right thing. And some people will start wanting to blame God. Think God gives good gifts.
Mm-hmm. And just exactly what you're talking about there, you know, so many people, when things go bad, they think that, well, God's not with me anymore. And that ain't true. It's like I said, when it looks like it's going bad, a lot of times, God is actually testing us. And it's talking about, you know, he's wanting to make us stronger. And we do, when we come back from different things and all that, we are stronger. You know, and that talks about the difference in between flesh and spiritual. You know, our flesh is our body, you know, what we look at every day. Our spiritual, you know, things will get stronger. But also, too, that's what we reap.
You know, he says if we faint not in King James Version, we come not to grow weak and keep pressing on, because Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, he says, "He that endures unto the end shall be saved." We're talking about spiritual things after this life is much more important than this life.
That's in today's lesson. That's spiritual.
Don't make it easy, but We have to press on.
Right.
Don't give up.
Well, that's the thing, that like you're talking about not giving up. That's what, you know, that's where we need to not give up and not say, well, we're just going to give up. God don't want us to do that. You know, God is not going to give us more than what we can handle. That was another thing that was told this past week. You know, God wouldn't give us any more than what we could handle. Because He's there. He's there to help us. And we reap from that. And that's, we know that from, you know, the studies and what we need to do and all that, you know, we're preparing ourselves for another place to go, you know. But also, too, then when we do, when it finally does come, we're ready. You know, and that's where we get stronger as the time goes on. In verse 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." You know, He's telling us that you don't know. It'll be a due season. You know, like in the world, we have four different seasons. You know, and it tells us, you know, it says weary and well-doing. But it's also, too, telling us it's in time. You know, when it's due, that's when it's going to come. And then we shall reap from that. In verse 10, it says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You know, I was trying to think, you know, what we could talk about there. You know, we're to do good. And I kind of started thinking, it says, especially unto them who are of the household of faith and opportunities. You know, whenever you get the opportunity, I mean, you never know when it's going to come. Like I said, you know, you don't know when you're going to get to talk to somebody. Maybe they just need a talk. Sit down and talk to them. You know, maybe they need just a little, you know, from that little talk, kind of help them and help you. But also, too, that, like I said, there says, therefore, opportunity. But it says also, it says, let us do good unto all men. We're there to be a good helping to everyone. And it says, and especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You know, maybe there's somebody that's got stumbling blocks thrown in front of them. Have to go over them. Maybe they just need a little help. And sometimes sitting down and talking and discussing different things helps them get over them blocks. And then when it's all done, just like it says in there, it says, you know, we're all good. It says, unto all, we're all good.
Church, especially the church, comes first. Church people, right. And our neighbor.
Right.
What about the guy that hates me and is doing all kinds of things against me?
Faith
one. Yeah. Best way to say it.
It's hard to see, but it, right. It says all.
Right.
So that's everything.
Trying. Well, I'm going to tell you an experience that I had this past week at work. Ernie knows from the job that I have and everyone here that I drive for transit. I had a person I got on board, and she asked me who I was, asked me a name. And of course, you know, I usually try to tell them who I am. And the next, very next words out of her mouth was, "You arrested me almost 12 years ago." And I'm thinking, okay. But then we got talking, you know. She wasn't, you know, you'd think from something happened so many years ago, and I'm the person that's up there down driver to another place, you know, she would have hard feelings. She didn't. She told me that she learned from that. And she, she appreciated me, I was the one that arrested her. Because she said she learned. And this is what we learn here, if you want to use that as an example. You know, we learn. Sometimes, if you want to call it, God is the, you know, he could just say, God arrested me. And I learned from that. I learned what I had to do to straighten my life up. You know, exactly, you know, he tells us what we need to do to be able to actually achieve our goal of going to heaven. And we know that's what we need to do.
If you think what he's saying here, as a Christian, we are an ambassador to God. Now, if we show the agape love, that love that Jesus taught about, then we're going to do the best for that person, no matter how they treat us, the best we can do. And that's going to bring attention. Well, why did they do that? How did they do that? Well, it's because of Christ and his love, and that's what we're supposed to be showing. That's the light.
Like Bonnie saying, Jesus said, pray for them.
Pray for them.
You mistreat, pray for them. That's about all we do. I mean, you can't make people like you, but you got to pray for them and treat them right.
And where else are you going to see that in the world? No place. You know, the thing is, give back, hold a grudge, do things against them, do things against the church if you don't like them. We're going to be accountable. That's the way we
do it. That's right.
I find it helps my soul to do that because it puts me at peace.
Amen.
It takes that want to get even or back, and it just gives me that peace.
Right. Next week, we'll go ahead and we'll get into verse 11. We'll get into there, and we'll probably finish next week. And then we'll get into the new study after that.